The King of Fierce Countenance versus the King of Kings. Daniel chapter 8:23. In the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power, and he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper, and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. This man that shall arise in the near future is a king of fierce countenance, but understand that he shall only rise because God permits it. We must rest in Christ when God permits evil. God permits evil and iniquity to come to the fullest so he can wipe it all away. The king of this world, the Antichrist, is fueled by the god of this world. He will come on the scene one day, but his spirit is already among us today. He is an infiltrator of churches. His spirit of Antichrist is there to discourage, to wear out the saints of the Most High, to bring them down. This Antichrist will come when the transgressors come to the full. This world is preparing for this fierce king now. They are making his path straight. They are preparing the world to meet the God of this world. He will be evil incarnate. He will understand all the dark sayings of old. His power shall be mighty because God allows it. Learn this and understand this very carefully and closely. Pay attention to it, that God is sovereign and above all, and nothing happens outside of God's control and power. No, God is not the author of sin, but God is in control of all things. And he will let this evil man arise. He will let the spirit of Antichrist run its course in this world. His power shall be mighty because God allows it. Just like Jesus said, Jesus answered, "Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin." God is still on the throne, though this fierce king arise. His power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. He shall destroy the mighty people of God. But fear not, Christian, if God allows him to destroy the body, touch the soul, he cannot do. Our enemies on this earth, they may afflict our flesh greatly, and God may allow that, but they never touch the soul. They never can reach into the innermost soul and affect it at all in a negative way. He hastens us on to glory, and what better way to go than standing on the righteousness of God? This Antichrist, he shall magnify himself in his heart. Yes, he will lift himself up. I will ascend to the throne. I will be like the Most High. I will sit on the congregation of the sides of the north. But thou shalt be brought low. That's exactly what will happen to him. For God will bring him low. He will come against the Prince of Princes, the Antichrist will. He will come against our blessed Savior, and God will bring him down. Learn and understand now that God is able to defeat that spirit of Antichrist that rears its ugly head in your life, that comes up against you, that spirit that is against Christ in true godliness and holiness. The Prince of Princes shall break him and defeat him without a hand. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Jesus will come, the King of Kings will destroy the King of Fierce Countenance, and make that impostor bow down and see that he is Lord of all. So down with fearful hearts, away with the fear of Antichrist in his reign. Christ hath already wrought the victory, when he spent a time of hell on the cross for our sins. The King of Kings will destroy the fierce king, and he is but a grasshopper in the sight of our mighty God. He is but a flea. Jesus Christ is victorious. And remember, we are in him and have the victory over evil already. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.